Welcome to another Carlo and Lowe Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlo.
Now, Sean, the BLMG started this year, so a few changes in coaches and players, and I think the biggest thing is the top five this year.
There's been a change in the final system. Are you happy with that? Do you think that's a good move?
Well, it's a good move in the sense of it keeps things interesting to later in the season. And I'm looking at what I consider the top three chances and then the next two. And quite frankly, I've got the top three sort of in my head, but any one of the others could make the finals. It's that close.
So the last few years it's been top four only?
Yep.
And now they've gone to the extra. So the top team, do they get
a bye?
They get a bye, and then the other teams play each other?
Yep. Basically, what happens is first week of the finals, one has a bye, two play three, and four play five in a knockout. Then the following week, the winner of 4-5 plays a loser of 2-3, and the winner of 2-3 plays one, and which goes to the final four. Like the winner out of one and two goes to the grand final, the loser goes to preliminary final against the winner of the basically 3-4.
So it's going to give another club another chance, and like any time you get a chance in finals, it certainly mixes things up.
Well, we've in league football, it's only been done twice or three times with last year with North Adelaide coming from the elimination final from a fourth or fifth spot to win the flag. So it's not a regular occurrence.
It's rare but possible.
Yes, it is.
So that makes it a little bit interesting.
Well, you know, if you get some injuries early in the year and you're losing games in a shortened season where you're only playing 16 minor round games, you know, losses can be really crucial to your opportunities to play the finals or not play the finals. And, you know, if 16-game season, if you go through the first four or five games and you've only got one win or something like that, to make a top four is almost impossible. But a top five, quite often you will see a team with an 8-8 record sneak into that spot. So who knows?
Last year we had a bit of fun. You had your predictions at the start of the season. You actually did quite well. And as we checked in during the season, it was very close, especially from 4 through to 6-7. It was quite close in there. So it really does, as you say, give that opportunity. And sometimes when a team gets there, they've got nothing to lose.
Absolutely.
So all of a sudden they have a different mindset, they approach games differently, and they just think about, we just got to go through this process and not thinking about the outcome, just get on with it. And it can make a difference.
You know, it's only been the one round so far, and, you know, Angaston beat South at Evanston, which, you know, I'm not too surprised about that, but on previous seasons you would be surprised, but Angaston looked like a big improver this year. Freeling beat Barossa quite handsomely, but they did kick straight, 15-3 to 9-14, so a little bit of an unknown quantity there. Kapunda sort of beat Central. I expect Central to be a better team because they got a few of the old stalwarts back at the club. And Tanunda beat Willesden quite handsomely, which isn't a surprise because Tanunda were one of the premiership favourites last year. And you look at Willesden with the problems that they've had. They've already lost 4 points or something before they start. So they're reeling a little bit. But, you know, you never know. Anything can happen. Of course, Newey, reigning premiers, they had the bye. But they're going into the season unchanged, which is a bit surprising.
But they did, I mean, obviously they've gone into the season as strong as they were last year, and that was enough to win the premiership.
But all these other teams have improved.
Obviously they played Tanunda and won that grand final. Have Tanunda recruited that well?
Well, sometimes it's just that one or two players that can put you over the edge. Now, Tanunda were one of the premiership favourites, as you know, last year, and they've got Nick Smith, their old captain, back at the club and some others, but he's a big player for them to return. He's always been the captain of the defence and keeps that tight defence together, and he's played in multiple premierships. So I think they've actually strengthened with that, whereas Newey haven't. So I think that gives Tanunda a slight edge over Newey, to be quite honest.
And do you know when they play each other? When's the grand final rematch?
Well, you know, it changes, and to be quite, you know, honest, I haven't really had a good look at the program because quite often you just look at the first couple of weeks to see sort of how teams are going, so you can judge it and you take it forward. Whereas, like, you look at the SNFL and you just know that the grand final rematch is always on Anzac Day. But it's hard to sort of gauge. I haven't sort of got a program sort of handy right in front of me, so it's not something I can really give an answer to?
Well, I know that early form is hard to pick because my tipping at the moment in the AFL is terrible.
Yeah? I've just managed to open up. You're talking about Newey and Tanunda. They're probably going to have to wait a while looking at this. We're already round six, and they're still sort of not playing. So you're just sort of running my eye down it. Quickly got to round eight. So it looks like round nine, and that means they play the last minor round game as well usually. So, yeah, Tanunda Newey, last minor round game, and they could be playing each other in the first week of the finals too.
That's going to be an interesting thing to wait and see. So out of Tanunda and Newey are still obviously going to be very strong.
Yes.
Who do you think is going to be the biggest mover out of the nine teams?
Angaston.
So now, were they bottom. Bottom last year?
Yep. They have hardly played any finals footy for the last decade. But some of the recruiting they've done this season, it's sort of, it's quite amazing, actually. They've got... they got lighter, heavy hard back sort of from centrals, but Steve Summerton from Port Adelaide, the captain, Port Magpies, he's joined the club. He got three goals sort of on Saturday. That's a huge in for them. And they've got Steve Lusker, who was playing North East. He used to play for Angaston, fantastic player. And Steve Summerton's probably the key, but they got Mark Bornhold, a big guy from the Eagles, another SNFL club. So there's four absolute first choice players in any team.
And in the midfield too. So if you've got a ruckman and you've got your midfield players, that can be a big difference.
I'm at this stage, I'm going to pick them as a Luffy to win the premiership.
Wow. That's going on record?
Yeah, Angaston, Tanunda, by what I've seen so far. I mean, it's early days, but you always like me to put my head on the chopping block. So.
You've got a soft spot for Angaston, because I think last year you picked Angaston in the netball to be a bit of a dark horse.
Yeah, I was a little bit surprised that they lost a lot of games I thought they would have won. Tanunda were the big improvers in the netball, but Angaston, they've only won one premiership in the BLNG football since it started in 1987, and that was back in 2003 when they beat Willesden, which was almost unexpected. Willesden were the powerhouse that year, and Angaston won that flag. So they've only got the one flag. So them and Freeling have only got one as well. So they've got soft spots for those.
So they'll be hungry for success. It's always nice to see the underdogs improve and recruit well and have a good opportunity. So who else do you think? Angaston, you're putting up there to be a premiership chance. Do you think there'll be some teams that might slide the other direction?
Well, Willesden, obviously, because they've lost, the first two games they win, they lose the points because of the sanctions put on them with the Josh Glenn incident from last year. But I remember they lost some premiership points and dropped to fourth. They made the finals, but they lost some premiership points, took them out of the running for top two. And the carryover was to lose a couple of 4 points for this year too, I believe. So they're a little bit behind the eight ball, and there's recruiting sanctions on them as well. But they picked up a couple of former players like Chad Norsworthy. He's getting a little bit long in the tooth now, but he used to play for Willesden and before that South Gawler. Good little nuggety rover type player. He's coming back. Richard Rosewell, tall ruckman, he's returning to the club. I remember watching him play junior footy at Trinity College, and he's a big redhead, and he'll be a plus for them. And Jamie Williams, spearhead. So they've actually got some a good range of type of players, but they're losing Stu Ferenczi, who was probably their top player, which is a big loss. So Williston may slide of the other teams, but my gut feel is that Angaston, Tanunda, Newey will be the top three. Angaston, Tanunda, and Newey, not in that order.
Not but top three.
Yeah.
So you got okay. So do you think they're clearly the best three? Like, is going to be a bit of daylight between them and the rest of the competition?
It's only been one round so far, and there's injuries, there's a whole range of different things, and there's so much to like about most clubs. I mean, we spoke about Tanunda getting Nick Smith and Newey unchanged, and because Angaston have got all those extra players, that's where I think they're up there. But whether they're up to the challenge come finals time, so they may drop down to third. But I've just got this feeling that they're a team to watch this year. Then you look at the other teams from Gawler, South Gawler and Central. Well, Central, who've been sort of languishing in the lower parts of the Premiership table the last 1 or 2 years, they've got Brad Mercer back. He's a centenary goal kicker multiple times. He's a big plus if he can hold his form, if he's anywhere near the player he was. They've got Shane Suter back. He can be a very strong centre-half back type player for them, or other positions. They got Todd Lamont back, and they got Clint Hill, former captain, come back from Virginia. So they got some locals that have come back, which will bolster up their stocks. But I saw they lost to Kapunda, but Kapunda have picked up Jimmy Savage, who was on the GWS Giants list. So, you know, just that one player sometimes is enough to sort of put a team over as well. It depends on, you know, how the rest of the team gel with the new player. And it also depends on how other teams play someone like Jimmy Savage. If they take him out of the game, who knows? When you look at South Gawler, I mean, they picked up Dom Costanzo, who's played at Kapunda and played around the place, played for the Adelaide in the LA Crows in the SNFL, played for Central's reserve, so he's been around a bit, so he's a good pickup. They've got Nick White back, who I think is should actually be, you know, trying to play league footy. He's good enough. He's got the body. He's tall, but he seems to be back at South sort of this year. So, you know, they got Josh Whitware. He played at Central's and he's played for the Crows as well. I remember playing footy with his dad many years ago. He's a good solid Indigenous player. He's a player to watch. He could be one of those players that picks up the odd umpire's vote. So, at this stage, he could be a smoky. In the best and fairest, who knows?
So there's been a big influx of seemingly quality players coming into the BLG. I mean, it's like, where would you rank in terms of associations, country associations? Where would the BLG rank?
Top.
You reckon it's the best one?
Yeah, because the problem with a lot of the other country associations, the Hills, I think BLG is slightly better than the Hills. Hills have got divisions and they got a lot more teams, but you got a lot of the other, like the Northeastern and even the LA players, they've got a lot of amalgamated clubs. So that traditional club basis sort of, which a lot of clubs, you know, fall back on. Country clubs have always fallen back on their traditions and a lot of that has been watered down. And I think it's harder to get that playing for the Guernsey when you're playing for Minman or
I guess being close to more. I mean, we're really expanding in terms of where we live now, aren't we? So Gawler, Barossa, Light area is now heavily populated. So I get, and it's not far for people to travel if they might be living outside the area but coming to play football.
Yeah, that's what I think. And you know, when we talk about the BLG, one of the teams that sort of struggles a little bit is Freeling. They've only ever won that one BLG flag, but you know, they've got Scott Dutsky, he's coaching again, but they've brought on board Roger James, who was a mastermind at Boston Districts on a few flags. And I think those two together will really sort of get feeling sort of buzzing. And they beat Barossa on the weekend. So, you know, I think that's big. Now, Barossa, they've lost Darren Chilibert, one of their tall key forwards, you know, with Obsey and good fella. So, you know, they've lost the tall, but they've picked up Lee Ryswick, who played for North. He's a handy forward, but he isn't the tall timber of a Darren Chilibert. So Lee Ryswick has retired from league football with North Adelaide, and he's come on board. So, you know, you're looking at, we've mentioned every club, and we've mentioned a couple of changes. And when we spoke about Angaston, they've got a new coach in Jay Shannon, who played for North Adelaide as well. So, yeah, there's a lot happening this year in the BLG.
So, Tanunda, Newry, Angaston.
Top three, yeah.
Top three.
Yep.
I'm going to put you on the spot. I want the four and five. So, who's going to make up the five? We're going to come back to this. We're going to test you down the track. So, it sounds to me, again, like you're the man that you know a lot about the local footy, and it seems to be that all of the other clubs have got some things happening there, and so it could be pretty close.
Freeling and Gawler Central. I'll go with those two.
Freeling, Gawler Central.
So that's my five at round one. So we'll see. We'll review it halfway through the season when I've had an opportunity to see a few games and sort of seen how guys are going. And yeah, You've put me under the hammer for the second year in a row.
You're a courageous man. So I appreciate you putting yourself out there.
No worries. Okay, Sean, so ends another Carlin Lay Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.